It's time for News for the Soul. Life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Join us as we celebrate 11 years of empowerment broadcasts, becoming the number one life-changing talk radio show in the world, according to Google, AOL, MSN, YouTube, and more, and home to the largest, totally free transformational audio library in the world, all found at newsofthesoul.com. And now, here's your host and the founder of News of the Soul, the one they're calling the Oprah of the Internet, Nicole Whitney.
And we're live. For the love of God, I'm Nicole with News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained, really. Huh. It's been a paranormal event so far this morning. You know, I'm always calling this a spirit-driven show, and today was a classic example of that. We had scheduled in the show at noon, and, you know, I had a sense that I should have said one, and I didn't listen to that. And moments before going live, of course, everything died. Power outage, complete block from getting on the air. And for about 45 minutes, scrambling around, and finally, pew, power goes up. And yet, not until this very second was this actually logging in as streaming live, as it is now, right when it was 1 o'clock. It's like God went, no, you had it wrong. So now we have it right. We are here to clear our crap with a tap. Yes, I went there. We are going to be... I don't know if you saw that email yet, Brad, but yeah, we're clearing
yes, I did.
Crap with a tap.
Welcome to Crap Tap.
Okay.
I think we have a whole new show there.
That's a whole new show, and I love it. Crap Tap with EFT Wizard Brad Yates. Oh, God. You know, I just love it because it's the quickest way of lightening up and getting this energy off. Stop taking ourselves so dang seriously. So, Crap Tap, this is it. We are here, and we are with Brad Yates, bradyates.net. They're our regular EFT wizard. They're the only EFT wizard we ever work with on News for the Soul. FYI.
Yes, thanks to you, I have this whole obsession with wizard stuff now. I've got all these Harry Potter wands. I've got Quidditch goggles hanging in my office. It's like, you know.
Oh, God.
I nearly broke my leg the other day trying
now?
To fly on a broom.
Are you wearing the goggles now, Brad?
No, but I'm tempted. You know, what's the, I forget the name, I'm forgetting at the moment the name of your guest who says, get your helmet and goggles.
Yeah,
now I've got goggles.
Now you got goggles. Well, I'm going to be personally waiting for that YouTube video coming out, Crap Tap with Brad.
Yeah. It's going to be thick, so have your goggles on.
Oh, God. It's always so fun to talk to you, Brad. How are you doing?
Likewise. I'm doing fabulous. How about you?
I thought I was doing fabulous. I started questioning things when, you know, God was taking out the power in the studio. But, yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
We're
apparently supposed to be at one.
It's my fault. You had suggested one, and I said, well, how about if we do it closer to noon? And, you know, silly me. What was I thinking?
Well, we don't want to play the blame game on Brad. Tap, tap, tap. There's more crap to tap away.
There you go. Even though it's my fault.
So let's talk about, you know, the nutshell version for people that are new to, well, now they think we're completely insane at this point if they're new to this. But anyway, EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, what is that? How does it work in the nutshell elevator speech version?
Right. Emotional Freedom Technique, or EFT, as it's more commonly known, was a creation by Gary Craig, who is retiring in the next couple of months as the head of EFT. But that's a whole other story. But he developed this out of the work of Roger Callahan, who discovered that by tapping on different points on the body, the same sort of points that an acupuncturist might stick needles in, not only can you clear physical issues, but you can clear emotional issues. So all these emotions that come up and stop us from, you know, feeling good and living our lives the way we want to, we can clear that negativity, that discomfort, by tapping on our face. And I know it sounds silly, but darned if it isn't working for thousands and thousands and thousands of people around the world.
including me. When I first experienced it with you, I was shocked. I mean, you know, I kind of in jest make all these little jokes about tapping the crap away, but, you know, I was the most shocked of all when I could tap the crap away. So I liked it because it was, you know, that instant gratification factor. It was sometimes practically instant.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes that a negative feeling that we're so programmed to think, oh, I must feel this way. Sometimes in just a matter of moments, it's like, oh, it's gone. Where'd that go?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of my personal favorites of two that you do, of course, obviously, is the instant change to, you know, being more in alignment with abundance and removing those blocks. And that's always my favorite exercise. Yay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to me, everything is abundance. You know, whether it's health, wealth, happiness, it's living the abundant life that we were told that we could and are welcome to having. And we have all these reasons why we couldn't. You know, you can say, you know, Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it abundantly. And we're like, no, thank you, but no, I really can't. I'm not worthy. I'm not deserving. I don't have this, blah, 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 blah. It's like, enough. Clear that crap out.
I actually sent out an e-news today. In that news, we send out news for the soul around the world. Some of it's kind of funny. We actually had a story about a woman who had Jesus appear on her ironing in Boston over there. So
excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. Thought I'd share that with you. An unrelated matter.
He shows up in the darndest places. Well, he's everywhere. It's just we allow ourselves to see him in the darndest place.
In that moment, he was on that woman's iron. Oh, God. All right. So what are we doing today? We're in 2010. We have a lot of whole new sort of set of scenarios that are causing us to want to tap our crap away. I mean, I don't even go into New Year's resolution mode anymore because life is just so different. In the leading edge of the, you know, evolutionary awakening on the planet, that conscious crowd, we're working on different levels now, I think, beyond, you know, New Year's resolutions.
Oh, I guess I'm not in that crowd then because I made some resolutions.
Oh, did you?
Well, I kind of said I was making them. I don't, you know. Just because it seems like the thing to do.
I think we make them, but we make them periodically. We don't wait for January 1st and then do the traditional sort of, you know, blow it on January 21st and go back to
I make them daily.
Mm-hmm.
I make them daily, you know.
Exactly.
Because, you know, that feeling of pain that comes January 2nd when you've already blown your New Year's resolution is so exciting. I like to do that 365 days a year.
That's life, though, isn't it? I mean, set an intention, move forward, we do whatever, we have our lesson. I mean, that's life. It's not.
Well, and it's, you know, as Gary Craig once said, you know, dreams don't always come true, but they take us in directions. So when we set a resolution, we say, you know, it's a matter of if I'm standing here on X marks the spot, if I'm standing here, to set a resolution means I'm going to move forward, either east, west, north, south, whatever. And in doing so, I either go to where I'm going, or I find out there's something else that I might want, or I find that there's something blocking me. Sometimes resolutions can be wonderful simply as a discovery method of, okay, what's stopping me? Because if we never set an intention to move forward, you know, whether it's with resolutions or whatever, just setting an intention, having a vision board, you know, saying, okay, here's something that I want different in my life. By saying that, we either find that that's what we really want, we find that we can achieve it, or we find, oh, there's something stopping me. But if we never set an intention to move anywhere, then we never find out what's stopping us in so many other areas. So it's a great way to discover, hey, this is what's blocking me. What even if it has nothing to do with the resolution you set, we become aware of there's something stopping me from moving forward towards whatever I might want to achieve.
So explain again, because this is always the question that comes up the most. If we're focusing on what's stopping us or blocking us, how does that not create more of that as opposed to what we want?
Yeah, and, you know, this is a great thing because so many people say, you know, focus on the positive, focus on the positive. Okay, So I have a slew of analogies for this one, but the one I'll use today is, imagine that you're in your car and you have the emergency brake on. And you start the engine and you start pushing down on the gas. And you're not moving anywhere. And so to just focus on the positive, focus on what you want, focus on going forward, keep flooring on the gas. Don't sit there and go, oh, the brake is on, the brake is on, which is what happens usually when people think about the negative. They just focus on it. They don't do anything about it. They just focus on it. And that's not because people are stupid. It's just how we're programmed. It's because we've seen other people do it, and people keep teaching generation after generation ineffective techniques. So, you know, we complain about what's there. But, you know, so sitting there complaining about the parking brake doesn't do any good. But ignoring the parking brake doesn't do any good either. You have to go, oh, parking brake, I need to disengage that. So that's what, you know, the negative, the blocks are there. You know, if I say I'm going to move, you know, I'm going to move from where I am, I'm going to head north, and I'm not moving north, then it's probably not simply, well, you're just not thinking enough about the north. No, there's probably something that's saying it's not safe to move forward, or I knew somebody who moved north once and everything bad happened to them, you know? All these limiting beliefs that are back there telling us, don't move north. You know, we 80 to 90% of our mental power is subconscious. So there's all these thoughts going on that we don't consciously know. So our 10 to 20% is going, move north, move north. Oh, it's not working. I need to think more. I need to, you know, use that 10% more powerfully, but it's not gonna work if that 90% is going north would be bad. You know, that's that parking brake that we need to disengage.
So simply put, it's dealing with what is in the now.
Yeah.
So that we can move forward.
Yeah, because if we're not moving forward, there's something there, and what we resist persists. So we gotta address it, and you know, we don't. Again, it's not dwelling on the parking brake. It's just going, oh, it's there. Go in, tap, tap, tap. Well, we're disengaging the parking brake by tapping out what's there. That crap. Tap, crap.
Crap, tap. There you go. The crap, tap hour with the FP. Yeah, it's very catchy. I'm just saying.
Yeah, great. This is what, what I've always dreamed of, is having my name associated with the word crap.
Or crap removal. The end result, Brad. Now, you know, I'm thinking, I'm in the moment with this, you know, and we have some people that are unsuspecting callers on the line. How about we check in with somebody and see what they want to, you know, remove?
Crap. By all means.
Let's have some fun, Brad.
I'm here for fun.
All right. Here we go. All right. I think we've got area code 304 on the line and live. Surprise. You're on News for
Hello.
The Soul today. Hi.
Hello.
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 I'm not sure if I'm on mute or not.
Yep, you are. You were there.
Hi, Brad. It's Isabel Bailey. How are you?
Hey, Isabel. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. I'm up. I'm down. You guys are making me laugh, which is good. I'm facing some things that in this 3D world are devastating to me right now. I'm going to have to move. Hmm. And I've been here nearly 13 years, and all my best memories are here. So I had tapped along with your change video, but I could use whatever you have here on this show. Some things are happening, too, that have appear for the moment to may hinder my progress with my acting. It depends on where I go for a job to overcome some heavy expenses right now.
Mm-hmm.
The only place I can think to return to, people bail out of on a regular basis. It's very stressful, but it's an inflexible schedule, and so it will temporarily prevent me from doing some shows.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I've done a lot of crying over that. I've questioned why I'm creating it. More so creating why did I create such a situation in my home that, you know, became intolerable to stay here
mm-hmm.
with the noise and my finances. And so anyway, so, that's all just
so,
that and lots of stress. Just
close your eyes for a moment. Take a deep breath.
Okay.
And on a scale of 0 to 10, how intense is that crap feeling right now?
9. Some days are 10.
Okay. Where do you feel in your body?
My stomach, my torso, my heart.
Willing to let that go?
Okay.
Okay. So for folks listening in, you can tap along. There's a thing called borrowing benefits. I'll be mentioning the points to tap. You just tap with your fingers. You can go on my website and bradyates.net and see a picture of the tapping points. The caveat is that if you decide to tap along, you must take full responsibility for your own well-being, you know, because I don't know what everyone's going through. And so as long as you're willing to tap at your own risk, tap it on the side of the hand. Even though things look like crap.
Even though things look like crap.
I choose to love and accept myself.
I choose to love and accept myself.
Even though things look like crap.
Even though things look like crap.
I choose to love and forgive myself.
I choose to love and forgive myself.
Even though things look like crap.
Even though things look like crap.
Because there's a lot of change involved.
Because there's a lot of change involved.
And change is hard.
And change is hard.
And I'm not sure I'm up to it.
And I'm not sure I'm up to it.
It seems so overwhelming.
It seems so overwhelming.
And it's really upsetting me.
And it is really upsetting me.
In my heart.
In my heart.
In my stomach.
In my stomach.
All over the place.
All over the place.
And even though it really looks like crap.
And even though it really looks like crap.
I choose to deeply and completely.
I choose to deeply and completely.
Love and forgive and accept myself.
Love and forgive and accept myself.
And anyone else.
And anyone else.
Who's playing a part in this play.
Who's playing a part in this play.
I cast them.
I cast them.
I'm writing the lines.
I'm writing the lines.
I wish they weren't so good at their roles.
I wish they were not so good at their roles.
And I forgive them anyway.
And I forgive them anyway.
Eyebrow point. All this crap.
All this crap.
Side of the eye. All this crap.
All this crap.
Side of the eye. I choose to start letting it go.
I choose to start letting it go.
Out of the nose. I choose to let it go.
I choose to let it go.
Out of mouth. Releasing this upset.
Releasing this upset.
Collarbone. From my heart.
From my heart.
Under the arm. From my stomach.
From my stomach.
Top of the head. From every fiber in my being.
From every fiber in my being.
Eyebrow point. Part of me says.
Part of me says.
Side of the eye. I should be upset.
I should be upset.
Under the eye. I should be devastated.
I should be devastated.
Under the nose. I should be angry.
I should be angry.
On a mouth, I should be afraid.
I should be afraid.
Collarbone, I should be devastated.
I should be devastated.
On the arm, I have a right to be devastated.
And I have a right to be devastated.
Top of it, and any sane person would be devastated.
And any sane person would be devastated.
Eyebrow point. The only problem is.
The only problem is.
Sadia, it's not working for me.
It's not working for me.
Under the eye. No one has seen my devastation.
No one has seen my devastation.
On the nose. And changing the circumstances.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
And changing the circumstances.
And changing the circumstances.
On the mouth. All these people.
All these people.
Collarbone, who have made my living situation.
Who have made my living situation.
Under the arm, so unbearable.
So unbearable.
Top of the head. They're not saying.
They're not saying.
Eyebrow point. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Sadia, you look so devastated.
You look so devastated.
Under the eye, we are so terribly sorry.
We are so terribly sorry.
Under the nose, we're going to disappear now.
We're going to disappear now.
Under the mouth. In fact.
In fact.
collarbone, the more devastated I feel.
The more devastated I feel.
I am, the more unbearable they are.
The more unbearable they are.
Top of it. And maybe there's a divine perfection to that.
And maybe there is a divine perfection to that.
Eyebrow point. Because it's compelling me to move.
Because it's compelling me to move.
Side of the eye. And I've been here for a long time.
And I've been here for a long time.
Under the eye. And there's a part of me.
And there's a part of me.
Under the nose that really doesn't want to move.
That really doesn't want to move.
Under the mouth. And maybe it's possible.
And maybe it's possible.
Collarbone, that for my greatest happiness in life.
That for my greatest happiness in life.
Honey, there's someone else, somewhere else that I need to be.
There's somewhere else that I need to be.
Top of it, I need to move from where I am.
I need to move from where I am.
Eyebrow point, but the mere suggestion of moving.
But the mere suggestion of moving.
Side of the eye, wasn't enough to get me to move.
Wasn't enough to get me to move.
Under the eye, oh no.
Oh no.
Under the nose, I had to create a circumstance.
I had to create a circumstance.
Under the mouth, where it seemed I had no choice.
Where it seemed I had no choice.
Collarbone, it seems terrible to have to move.
It seems terrible to have to move.
Under the arm, some people are thrilled when they get to move.
Some people are thrilled when they get to move.
Top of the head. If I look it up in the dictionary.
If I look it up in the dictionary.
Eyebrow point. Under moving.
Under moving.
Side eye. It doesn't say a catastrophe.
It doesn't say a catastrophe.
Under the eye. It's just an event.
It's just an event.
I don't know. It's whatever I call it.
It's whatever I call it.
On a mouth. 10 years from now.
10 years from now.
Collarbone, I might look back.
I might look back.
On the arm. And it might be the best move I ever made.
And it might be the best move I ever made.
Top of the head. Since I create my reality.
Since I create my reality.
Eyebrow point. I'm the one who gets to decide that.
I'm the one who gets to decide that.
Sorry, but I'm really frustrated with myself.
But I'm really frustrated with myself.
Honey, I, for making it so upsetting.
For making it so upsetting.
I don't know. Come on, self.
Come on, self.
I don't know. Couldn't we make it a little less painful?
Couldn't we make it a little less painful?
Collarbone, couldn't we have attracted more abundance?
Couldn't we have attracted more abundance?
Under the arm, to make this easier?
To make this easier.
Top of it, but maybe not.
But maybe not.
Eyebrow point, for who I choose to become.
For who I choose to become.
Side of the eye. Nobody, no high jumper in the Olympics.
No high jumper in the Olympics.
On the eye, wins by jumping over a 2-foot bar.
Wins by jumping over a 2-foot bar.
On the nose. Although at the moment...
Although at the moment...
On the mouth. As I look at this bar 57 feet in the air...
As I look at this bar 57 feet in the air...
Collarbone, I'm feeling I was a little overambitious.
I have a feeling I was a little overambitious.
Under the arm. And I choose to know...
And I choose to know...
Top of the head. I'm going to come out okay.
I'm going to come out okay.
Eyebrow point. I'm going to be fine.
I'm going to be fine.
Side of the eye. I'm going to be better than fine.
I'm going to be better than fine.
Side of the eye. I may look back at this.
I may look back at this.
As one of my finest moments.
As one of my finest moments.
On a mouth. I choose to think that way right now.
I choose to think that way right now.
Collarbone. Even though I'm crying on the radio...
Even though I'm crying on the radio.
Under the arm. This may be one of my finest moments.
This may be one of my finest moments.
Top of head. I mean, when you think about it.
I mean, when you think about it.
Eyebrow point. I'm an actor.
I am an actor.
Sorry, I. Public displays of emotion are my trade.
public displays of emotion are my trade.
Honey, I'm giving the performance of my lifetime here, baby.
I am giving the performance of my life right here, baby.
Out of the nose, and I'm allowing myself to heal.
And I'm allowing myself to heal.
On and out. There's nothing wrong with me.
There is nothing wrong with me.
Colon, for feeling overwhelmed.
For feeling overwhelmed.
On the arm, there's nothing wrong with me.
There is nothing wrong with me.
Top of the head, that I feel a sense of devastation.
That I feel a sense of devastation.
Eyebrow point, and at the same time.
And at the same time.
Side of the eye, I'm giving myself permission.
I'm giving myself permission.
On the eye, to clear the pain.
To clear the pain.
On the nose, clearing past pain.
Clearing past pain.
On a mouth. Because it's not just present circumstances.
Because it's not just present circumstances.
Collarbone, that are causing this feeling.
That are causing this feeling.
Under the arm. I'm clearing the past events.
I'm clearing the past events.
Top of the head. That contribute to this feeling.
That contribute to this feeling.
Eyebrow point. There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them.
Side of the eye. Forgive me. It can be painful passing this much crap.
It can be painful passing this much crap.
Side of the eye. But I'm doing it.
But I'm doing it.
I'm moving through.
I'm moving through.
Out of the mouth. Because I have within me.
Because I have within me.
Collarbone, this divine light.
This divine light.
Under the arm, this connection to source.
This connection to source.
Top of the head, that is there all the time.
That is there all the time.
Eyebrow point, and seeing me through.
And seeing me through.
Side of the eye, I choose to relax into that knowledge.
I choose to relax into that knowledge.
Under the eye, I'm getting through this.
I am getting through this.
Out of the nose. I could even let myself enjoy it.
I can even let myself enjoy it.
I don't know. People might look at me and call me crazy.
People might look at me and call me crazy.
Collarbone, that's their problem.
That's their problem.
Out of the arm. Whether I choose to enjoy it or not.
Whether I choose to enjoy it or not.
Top of the head, I choose to trust.
I choose to trust.
Eyebrow point. That I am surviving.
That I am surviving.
Side of the eye. And I am thriving.
And I am thriving.
Side of the eye. And I choose to love myself.
And I choose to love myself.
I love and forgive myself.
I love and forgive myself.
On a mouth. Right now.
Right now.
Collarbone. Even with all this so-called crap.
Even with all this so-called crap.
Under the arm. I love and forgive myself.
I love and forgive myself.
Top of the head. In body, mind, and spirit.
In body, mind, and spirit.
And take a deep breath. How you doing?
Better. You probably got me down to a 5 or 6.
Okay.
And
some movement.
Yeah. And you definitely touched on some of the aspects of what's going on. Like there's a lot involved here. There are
mm-hmm.
many things involved. So
yeah.
I'm just so grateful. I had punched one, you know, to be in queue, but I had no idea, you know, you guys would actually take a call. So
neither did we.
You manifested that. See?
I must have. I thought I wrote a friend. I wish I could have Brad move me through this, but I'm going to have to just use his free stuff. The lady that owns the acting group has become a dear friend, and I'm very grateful to both of you. And
I would actually like to point out the power of your manifestation vis-a-vis the noon power shutdown complete at the Snooze for the Soul studio. I mean, I'd really like you to grasp the full power of what happened here today, because we also had no idea, and I was very in the moment, and like I was saying, you know, this is a spirit-driven show. I stay out of the way, and when we get taken out like that, I always know it's because there was something perfect scheduled for later, and that would have been you, and this perfect demonstration of why I call Brad the EFT wizard.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're kind of laughing and joking and crapped up, har, har, har. But, you know, I mean, this is magical, deep levels of clearing that he promotes, and you were such a great demonstration model for that.
Right.
Thank
well,
you for
and,
that.
And the subject is so opened itself up for a tapping round that I believe and certainly hope will be beneficial to a lot of different people.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, as I was listening, you know, I got to tell you, it's one of my big things too, because it brings up, as an adoptee, that sort of core, homeless, ungrounded, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'll be revisiting this one.
Wait,
well,
it's interesting.
When my stuff comes up.
I mean, just earlier, I had a session with a client who's moving, and he couldn't be more delighted. He's making a big move, moving countries. So, you know, when you first said it's terrible, I have to move, and that's terrible. It's like, yeah, could be, couldn't be. But you know, to have that no coincidence that I just had that session. This was our last session before he moves,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and he's absolutely delighted about moving. He's very excited about the possibilities, and we're tapping and creating openings for all the exciting things that can happen in his new environment. You know, whether the new environment is a different country or just a different house next door, there's you know, there's so much possibility. To you know, it's like starting with a blank page, and to create new things. It's like, okay, you know, I've been here, what, 13 years, you said, it's, you know, there's been good, there's been bad. It's like, okay, so let's now, with what I've learned, let's start fresh in something new that doesn't have some of the, you know, some of the ghosts hanging around.
Yeah. Well, moving here was very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of been tied up in the pain, because I was so excited when I moved here.
Mm-hmm.
And but just to let you know, I can get excited about a move. This one, well, I moved a lot growing up, so I think it would be my nature to nest, but I think that didn't help. I was uprooted a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I fully acknowledge that it has affected me as an adult. If I love where I am, you have to pry me out with a crowbar.
And so that's what you've done. You've manifested a really big, ugly, sharp crowbar.
Yes.
Because there's something in your higher self that said, for the next chapter in my life, I need a different environment. Boy, it's going to be hard to move me, but I need to do it.
Well, you know, I thank God for your perspective on that, because now I have some understanding of what happened here.
And your gratitude is appropriately placed.
Yeah, I thank you.
If you're thanking God, then.
Well, I thank you both of you so much. But it helps to have some understanding of why, you know. But yeah, coming here, I was so thrilled. I was divorced, happily starting my life over, getting my life back. And Brad, you know some of the good memories I have here. And my children did most of their growing up here. So
I also know some of the ghosts that are there too. So.
You do know the ghosts, and I know he'll go with me when I go. But of course, you know, everywhere I look, I see him when he was physically here. So.
Yeah.
And some other ghosts that aren't so good. So, but overall, you know, a wonderful, wonderful memories. And practically speaking, it has everything I need. So, but you're right.
No. Here, everybody be tapping collarbone.
Okay, I'm tapping.
Everything you need goes with you wherever you go, because you are connected to limitless source. You are connected to the source of all good. The source of everything you have, you can't go someplace and not take with you everything you need. You know, the rest is all just illusion.
All right, I'm tapping that collarbone.
Yeah.
I won't say that then.
There is nothing that your life will not be robbed of what you came here for because you're leaving this place. Not at all.
Really? Wow.
Really. Nope. You won't be deprived of what you know. What we don't have, we don't need. You have within you the resources, and it's like, and sometimes there sometimes it happens this way because the things that we think that we need, we cling to so desperately. It's like clinging to the door and not the one door, and not seeing the other doors that are open.
Oh my goodness! Yeah.
So
is this a moment for another round, perhaps, on that?
If you guys want to do it, I'll tap with you. whatever you want to do.
I'll step back into the sidelines and let you two.
You decide on that, Brad. I've hit the collarbone point ever since you told me to. So.
Okay.
If he says hit that collarbone, I'm tapping the collarbone. So.
Okay. So let's do this. You're talking, Nicole. Just so I know that what you're thinking, this thing of clinging to things. That,
yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, side of the hand.
Okay.
Going with the new words that I've just been given. Even though I fear loss.
Even though I feel lost.
I choose to deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I choose to deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I feel this sense of loss.
Even though I feel this sense of loss.
I choose to love and forgive myself.
I choose to love and forgive myself.
Even though I'm so afraid of loss.
Oh, even though I'm so afraid of loss.
I'm so afraid of losing something.
I am so afraid of losing something.
That I think I need.
That I think I need.
Whether it's a physical object.
Whether it's a physical object.
Or something inside of me.
Or something inside of me.
Because sometimes even our pain.
Because sometimes even our pain.
Is something we become attached to.
Is something we become attached to.
And are afraid to lose.
And are afraid to lose.
And even though I'm afraid of loss.
And even though I am afraid of loss.
I choose to deeply and completely.
I choose to deeply and completely.
Love and forgive and accept myself.
Love and forgive and accept myself.
And anyone else.
And anyone else.
Involved in this fear.
Involved in this fear.
Eyebrow point. All this fear of loss.
All this fear of loss.
Side eye. All this fear of loss.
All this fear of loss.
Funny eye. All this pain of loss.
All this pain of loss.
Under the nose. There are people, places, and things.
There are people, places, and things.
Under the mouth. That were in my life at one point.
That were in my life at one point.
Collarbone. That are no longer there.
That are no longer there.
Under the arm. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Top of the head. I tell myself they're no longer there.
I tell myself they're no longer there.
Eyebrow point. Because I'm playing in the realm of time and space.
Because I am playing in the realm of time and space.
Side of the eye. Where I can only see certain things at one time.
Where I can only see certain things at one time.
Under the eye. I'm not always aware.
I'm not always aware.
Under the nose, that everything is energy.
That everything is energy.
Under the mouth, and everything is present at all times.
And everything is present at all times.
Collarbone, I cannot be separated from what I love.
I cannot be separated from what I love.
Under the arm, I can only suffer from the illusion of that.
I can only suffer from the illusion of that.
Top of the head, because that's the part I chose to play.
Because that's the part I chose to play.
Eyebrow point. When I get a new script.
When I get a new script.
Side of the eye. There are ups and downs.
There are ups and downs.
Side of the eye. Ooh, on this page, I'm really happy.
Ooh, on this page, I'm really happy.
On those. On this page, not so much.
On this page, not so much.
On a mouth. But it's all necessary for the overall story.
But it's all necessary for the overall story.
Collarbone, and I agreed to play it.
And I agreed to play it.
Under the arm. I can't look at a script.
I can't look at a script.
Top of the head. And say to the director.
And say to the director.
Eyebrow point. I'm only going to do the part where I'm really happy.
I'm only going to do the part where I'm really happy.
Side of the eye. I'm doing the whole show.
I'm doing the whole show.
Under the eye. At the same time.
At the same time.
one of those. When I'm on stage playing the unhappy parts.
When I'm on stage playing the unhappy parts.
On a mouth. Even if I'm a method actor.
Even if I'm a method actor.
Collarbone. Part of me still knows.
Part of me still knows.
On the arm. It's just a play.
It's just a play.
Top of the head. I am fine.
I am fine.
Eyebrow point. And at the end of the show.
And at the end of the show.
Side of the eye. I'll break character.
I'll break character.
On the eye. I'll step out the stage door.
I'll step out the stage door.
On those. To my adoring fans looking for an autograph.
To my adoring fans looking for an autograph.
On the mouth. Those people who will be saying.
Those people who will be saying.
Colvin, with tears in their eyes.
With tears in their eyes.
On the arm. I totally believed your sense of loss.
I totally believed your sense of loss.
Top of it. I really believed you had lost something.
I really believed you had lost something.
Eyebrow point. Even though I knew you were on stage.
Even though I knew you were on stage.
Side of the eye. And I'll just say.
And I'll just say.
Side of the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose. I cannot be separated from what I love.
I cannot be separated from what I love.
Under the mouth. I cannot lose what I need.
I cannot lose what I need.
Collarbone, because what I need is inside of me.
Because what I need is inside of me.
Out of the arm. And many years from now.
And many years from now.
Top of the head. When the curtain comes down on this play.
When the curtain comes down on this play.
Eyebrow point. I'll realize how little I really needed.
I'll realize how little I really needed.
Side of the eye. And how I still have with me everything I need.
And how I still have with me. Everything I need.
Under the eye. Letting go of this attachment.
Letting go of this attachment.
Under the nose. Letting go of this attachment.
Letting go of this attachment.
Under the mouth. This sense of attachment.
This sense of attachment.
Collarbone. To people, places, and things.
To people, places, and things.
Under the arm. Is a cultural illusion.
Is a cultural illusion.
Top of it. There are other cultures on this planet.
There are other cultures on this planet.
Eyebrow point. Who don't have that same sense of loss.
Who don't have that same sense of loss.
Sadia. It's not to say they're more right than we are.
It's not to say they're more right than we are.
Sadia. I'm simply allowing myself.
I'm simply allowing myself.
To recognize.
To recognize.
On a mouth. That the pain of loss.
That the pain of loss.
Collarbone, is not a universal rule.
Is not a universal rule.
Under the arm. And that I have choice.
And that I have choice.
Top of the head. Allowing myself to let go of the pain.
Allowing myself to let go of the pain.
Eyebrow point. Past, present, and future.
Past, present, and future.
Side of the eye. Letting go of the past pain of loss.
Letting go of the past pain of loss.
Under the eye, or rather the illusion of loss.
Or rather the illusion of loss.
Letting go of all this pain.
Letting go of all this pain.
On a mouth, of loss that I'm anticipating.
Of loss that I'm anticipating.
Colin, I'm already feeling it before I move.
I'm already feeling it before I move.
On the arm, which is further proof.
Which is further proof.
Top of the head, that the move doesn't cause the pain.
That the move doesn't cause the pain.
Eyebrow point, because I've got the pain even before the move.
Oh, because I've got the pain even before I move.
Side of the eye. It's my thoughts that cause the pain.
It's my thoughts that cause the pain.
Out of the eye. And I love and forgive myself.
And I love and forgive myself.
Out of the nose. This is just how I was programmed.
This is just how I was programmed.
Out of the mouth. And maybe it's necessary.
And maybe it's necessary.
Collarbone, for the part that I'm playing.
For the part that I'm playing.
Under the arm, to have experienced that.
To have experienced that.
Top of the head, and I'm allowing myself to move through it.
And I'm allowing myself to move through it.
Eyebrow point. Opening myself up.
Opening myself up.
To the possibility.
To the possibility.
Of seeing the gains.
of seeing the gains.
Out of the nose. I'm so focused on what I'm losing.
I'm so focused on what I'm losing.
Not enough. I'm not even recognizing.
I'm not even recognizing.
Collarbone. That if I go from one place.
That if I go from one place.
I must be going to another place.
I must be going to another place.
Top of the head. I don't just leave one place.
I don't just leave one place.
Eyebrow point, and then have nothing.
And then have nothing.
So, yeah, there's always some place that I go to.
There's always some place that I go to.
And there are things to be gained there.
And there are things to be gained there.
I don't know. Maybe I create the illusion of loss.
Maybe I create the illusion of loss.
Out of mouth, just so I can create.
Just so I can create.
Collarbone, the illusion of space for the illusion of more stuff.
The illusion of space for the illusion of more stuff.
Out of the arm. I'm allowing myself to be excited about what's coming.
I'm allowing myself to be excited about what's coming.
Top of the head. As I love myself in body, mind, and spirit.
And I love myself in body, mind, and spirit.
And take a deep breath. Thoughts, comments, questions?
We needed to get rid of that aspect as well.
Everything is energy. You can't be separate from anything. It's only, and go ahead, everybody be tapping, Collarbone. It's one of the things that I'll say to some people sometimes is, you know, we have this sense of either sense of loss or a sense of feeling badly about things we want that we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say to someone, do you have a car in your garage? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you confident that you have it? Yeah. Can you see it right now? No. Well, maybe it's the same with all these other things. Just because you can't see it right now doesn't mean it's not there.
Yeah.
And just because you think it's there doesn't mean it is.
Oh, that's true.
ultimately, because everything is energy, it is all there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is all there. You know, I mean, it's like we look at things and go, oh, that was taken away from me. Taken where? There is nowhere else.
Uh-huh.
We're all in the same room at the same time. You know, there are things that we can't see, but it can't go. There's no here, there's no there. There's nowhere else for it to go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's we create this illusion, you know, and that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with that, because part of life is experiencing a full range of emotions. So it's like, oh, I'm going to create this illusion of loss so that I can experience the sense of pain, because, you know, it seems exciting.
I did a really good job at that.
Yeah, I did a really good job at that. We're so often convinced, you know, if I create my reality, I won't create any pain. And these same people then go and watch tearjerker movies or horror movies or whatever. It's like, mm-hmm. Whoa, wait a minute. Didn't you say that you never want to experience anything upsetting? to our spirit self, we don't know the difference. Whether we're living the life or renting it on a DVD, it's all imagination as far as we're concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and it's just Different allowing
I
ourselves
love
to go.
Comedy.
There you go.
I can't say I've never seen anything scary or negative, but I overwhelmingly love the romance and comedy.
Yeah.
But,
you know.
We're
not gluttons for punishment. We're gluttons for experience.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing's good or bad, but thinking makes it so.
Yes, this is true. And sometimes I just need you or someone else to remind me of that. And
But it's helpful. So you manifest it.
Helpful.
It's like a playwright can write a one-person play, or they can say, you know what, it would be more interesting if I write in a second character to come in and tell me what I already know.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
More entertaining, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That just makes me think of of Pat rolling three roles up into one a couple years ago when she lost several actors and she rewrote and played, took three roles and rolled them into one and played the part.
It makes
me think of that. And I think Nicole is right with everything that happened and how this played out. Because I just opened the email and thought, oh, Brad's going to be on and we're going to tap. And, you know, I dialed in and I got music. But I would have missed it, you know, had you done it right at noon. I would have, I'd have still dialed in, but there'd have been, I'd have missed a good bit, so.
There's a divine
perfection. It's amazing how it works. It really is. I get very humbled by those. Today was such a great demonstration on all those levels of, you know, living rather than getting caught up in, it's supposed to be at noon, it's gone all wrong.
Yeah.
You know, no, it's gone all right, despite my, you know, scheduling it for noon when I should have scheduled it for one. So there we go.
Right.
So it's living in the archive.
We create drama. We go to a movie, we don't see boy meets girl, boy and girl fall in love, roll credits. It's like, where's the fun in that?
Well, I keep thinking of this being in the archive now. A little scary.
You're an actor. You're like me. You're an actor.
Absolutely.
Putting ourselves out there for public, whether it's entertainment or education. That's our job.
And the last one was a doozy. I had a roll where I stuffed cones in my over my chest there as part of the craziness of the character. And we had a great time with that, and some people loved it. And, she's seen I'll do anything. Just tell me what you want me to do.
And
so,
not every part we play is going to be for everybody, is going to be right for everyone to watch, and that's fine.
The archives, though, I wanted to say that if this comes up again, I mean, you can go now and revisit this in the archives yourself and clear more layers.
Yes.
I'm going
to
be revisiting it.
I'll do that.
You know, I've got to face my move issues in months away from now, and that's going to all come up for me, too. So I'm going to be there. Think how we've served so many people, like, out of the perfection of today. So I really want to thank
you so much for your bravery and your willingness to bring up something, and, you know, especially as at the start of the new year, people are anticipating change, and as much as they're excited about new change, they're concerned about change. So this really, in a very powerful way, brought up that fear and allowed us to go through that.
Yeah, exactly.
I really want to thank you for that,
for being here and being in the moment with us. And, Brad, I want to make sure we have enough time for a nice guided visualization, because, you know, that's the dessert after the dinner with you, so I make sure I get my dessert, okay?
Okay. All right, so let's do that. So everybody close your eyes.
Okay.
Get yourself comfy cozy. Take a deep breath in and hold it. And let it go. Deep breath in and hold it. Let it go. Third deep breath in and hold it. And let it go. And now just breathing comfortably. Breathing comfortably with your eyes closed. And go ahead and imagine that with every breath you take in, you breathe in relaxation and positive energy. Go ahead and imagine a healing light of whatever color you like surrounding your body, so that with every breath you take in, your lungs comfortably draw in that healing light, allowing it to flow through every muscle, nerve, fiber, tissue, cell, and atom of your body. Imagine a healing shower flowing down, crystal clear water that's a perfect temperature as it flows over the top of your head, soothing and relaxing your scalp, washing away fear, doubt, anxiety, washing away anger, sadness, guilt, shame, washing these away to reveal the light that you truly are, the pure, magnificent light, this unique expression of divine light that you are, and allowing more and more of that light to be revealed as that healing shower flows over your forehead, relaxing the muscles in your face, flowing down over the back of your head, your neck, your shoulders, washing away tension, leaving your shoulders calm, comfortable, and relaxed, healing shower flowing down your arms, all the way down over your fingertips, down over your chest and your stomach, soothing and relaxing, healing and cleansing. and allowing yourself to remain comfortably in whatever position you choose, allow that healing shower to flow down over your upper and lower back. And as your torso relaxes, your internal organs comfortably do whatever they need to do to achieve and maintain your optimal level of health and well-being in body, mind, and spirit. As that healing shower continues down over your body, down over your hips and your thighs, over your knees, down your lower legs, through your ankles and to your feet. Finally, that relaxation flows over your toes as you allow yourself to relax twice as much. Going at least twice as deep with each number as I count backwards. 5. Drifting down to 4. Floating down to 3. 2. 1. And 0 is deep sleep. Deeper. Deeper. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0 is again deep sleep. And in this calm, comfortable state of mind and body, just imagine yourself in a room. Imagine yourself in a room that you feel really comfortable in. Go ahead and decorate it however you wish. This could be a room that you know, or a room completely of your own imagination. Decorate it however you wish. And as you look around, allow it to sort of be like watching a photo become overexposed. You've seen a photo being overexposed, and it just gets brighter and brighter and brighter until the lines that delineate people and things are no longer there, and there's just all light. So allow that to happen. Allow yourself in this room to see things growing brighter and brighter. And allow yourself to feel love in your heart. Feel that love spreading through your body as you grow brighter and brighter too. And allowing yourself to become more aware that everything is energy, that it's pure light. So that as the delineating lines between things fade, rather than having a sense of loss, you're not losing the things that are there. You're gaining an awareness that everything is there. And from that light, from that energy, you can reform those same things again, or you can create absolutely new things, allowing yourself to recreate a room. It could be the same room, it could be a different room. Allow yourself to have different things in here. Allow yourself to be so excited about the new things that you don't have time to feel a sense of loss for the other things. Nor could you feel a sense of loss because those other things were made of energy and you could reform them. Their essence is always there. Imagine a doorway now, a door from this room. Go and open that door. And as you're walking through that door, as you feel that you're leaving the one room, allow yourself to again allow things to become so exposed that the doorway disappears and you recognize there's nowhere to go from to. There just is here and now. Knowing everything is there, and allow yourself to feel comforted by that. Allow yourself to feel connected to all that is. Allow yourself to know that you carry with you everything you need, and everything you could ever need is there in pure potentiality. Feeling comforted by that, let's go even deeper now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0 is again deep sleep. In a moment, I'll count you out from 0 up to 5. 5 will be wide awake, alert, focused, and energetic, feeling better than before, feeling more confident, confident that you have what you need, confident that you can create what you want. Get back down to 0, which is always deep sleep, allowing your mind, body, and spirit to digest all these positive thoughts and images. Taking them in at a very deep level so that these positive changes occur easily, effortlessly, and naturally. Come up to 1, feeling physically relaxed. 2, feeling emotionally calm and confident. 3, health and well-being, enthusiasm, love, joy, and gratitude flowing through every muscle, nerve, fiber, tissue, cell, and atom of your body. 4, becoming more and more alert and aware of your surroundings. And 5 is eyes open, wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open, wide, wide awake, and welcome back.
Oh, with 1 minute to spare. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
13 seconds. I was watching the time.
Like a pro. Well, you know, that was an amazing demonstration of life, spirit at work. Spirit Driven Radio and why I call you the EFT Wizard. Thank you so much, Brad, for existing in my world.
Thank you for existing in mine. We pat ourselves on the back for attracting.
There we go. Well, it's
nicely
been an
manifested.
Amazing, amazing hour, and it was all perfect, even when it wasn't. Thank you so much for playing in the moment with me. And BradYates.net, he does so. You still do your weekly tap-along sessions, right?
Still have tapping into abundance every morning of the Magnificent Tappers Club, where we have our next call coming up on Monday.
Perfect timing. BradYates.net. Go there, check it out. And if you missed this show, any of it,